Taking your emails and taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
She was getting into interior design. She seems like a creative.
Yeah, person. Totally.
I can get behind that.
Yeah, no, yeah, it was cool. Like, it was great because, like, I was actually talking with my folks like a couple weeks ago, and you know, they're like, well, you know, if you ever want to do something like different with the place, you've been there for a while, like, you know, do that. And I hadn't, like, it didn't really, like, you know, man, you know me, I don't really think about that often. And so, but then Will shot me a text, like, I don't know, 10 days later. And he was like, hey man, Lisa has to do this project. Like, what do you think? I was like, oh, fuck it. Perfect. So.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
That's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah.
I like it. I look forward to seeing the fruits of her efforts.
Yeah. I'm intrigued.
I'm going to play. That means you're going to let me into your room.
It's okay, man. You've been in my room before. Like, most people don't go upstairs because most of the time when people are over, like,
we're chilling downstairs.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Like, there's only like two things I do in my room, Ben, and I don't want to do either of them with you. No offense, brother.
I get it.
Actually,
get
three it. Things. Three things. Three, Meditation three things. Is on that list as well.
No, oh, okay. You don't want to do that with me either.
I mean, I suppose we could. I'm just never.
I get it. No, I get it.
Yeah.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Ignorant Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. We're coming to you via the magic of the internet here in Summit County, Colorado. That's right. We take your topics, turn them into our show for 30 minutes of uninterrupted podcasting gold. And I am joined by my good friend, Mr. Max Sarakistan Sarak.
Dude, I'm bummed that yesterday got fucking canceled. Like, I was exciting to getting Jeff to get Jeff back on here, and I was looking forward to that shit. So
yeah, I apologize. It was shit kind of hit the fan.
Oh, I mean, I actually, it's funny, man. Like, I completely forgot that you were gonna like call it anyway. Like, I just chalk that up to the morass of my flat tire shit. Yeah, I meant that nothing untoward tour.
Well, I was the one who put the final nail in the coffin. I was like, I can't do it tomorrow. I can't do it tomorrow.
I mean, if it makes you feel better, I hope it makes you feel better to know that, like, I was, well, thank you. You took some pressure off of me because I was like, motherfucker, like, I'm still like dealing with the flat tire. And then I was like, fucking, we're going to miss this. And I was like, God damn it. Like, ah. And then you canceled it. And I was like, okay. Like, well, even without the flat tire, like, that probably still would have happened. Like, my car getting a flat tire had nothing to do with you and your life and what was going on with you. But still, it was like, damn it.
It's okay. It's really okay. I mean, it would have been nice to get Jeff back on the podcast, but we're holding it down, just the two of us.
Yeah.
For a little bit longer, which is good.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
And the bank is running on empty. We're on
We are on fumes, my friend. We were good there for a minute.
Yeah, and then when was the last time you and I recorded? It was a while ago, at least 2 weeks.
We took last week off, and that's about all it takes. Mm-hmm. But we should hit it pretty good because I'm getting out of town in May, like second week of May. So if we can put some down the next 3 weeks, that would probably be the best.
Okay, great. Well, I've got June, as it was May, of course. I'm going to June, and then I'll be gone for like a week in July, but
yeah, I think we'll be okay.
That's I don't know. I feel bad.
Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad to go
on more vacations, to be quite honest, the way my life has sort of worked out, which is interesting, but I don't, you know, things are
yet. I mean, you,
in some ways I feel like I'm working more than I was, but and just on different things. I just have too many hot fingers in the pots, pokers in the fire. Well, I don't know.
I mean, it goes back to like
irons in the fire. I think that's what I'm trying to say.
To like saying no to things, right? And like, it turns out that, you know, our demons follow us wherever we go, Ben. True. Yeah. And so no, you like to say yes to stuff.
Yeah, the only thing I say no to is saying no to things.
Great.
Is technically saying no to something.
It is, but I don't know if it's saying no to
I don't think that counts.
thing. And to the subject of vacations, like, you married a woman who is a homebody.
It's true. It's yeah. true. And that's okay. She really, we like it here. You know, we have a lot of things keeping us here in Summit County, and my, you know, which is very good, dude. And I tell you what, I'm glad I didn't end up in Orlando, because I don't think I want to go back to Florida very often. And
I'm curious to hear B. Please continue.
I was brought on to, and I can't talk a lot about it.
Oh, you and your NDAs, you're so fucking important.
But this project I'm talking to the guy who got that job, right? Mm. Like, he's a part of my daily, like, check-ins at the end of the day to, like, update the project management software and stuff. There's an end of the day meeting, which is what I'll be doing right after we're done with this.
Ooh.
And I just listened to this guy, and I'm like, oh, I dodged such a big bullet. Like, just with the, and there's no way to know the project would have gone this way. I mean, maybe there was, but, you know, and again, it's just a lot of stuff that is not technically the company that I work for's fault, but it is things that we have to deal with, just faulty installs on things that we're supposed to be attaching other things to. And, like, electricians are being called elsewhere because they've deemed our project not important enough for electrical work, but important enough that it needs to be installed and done from our end, but we can't because, so, you know, it's sort of like cotton. And this poor guy is the guy who's on site every day for the company and, like, overseeing this install. And I'm just like, oh my God. Dude. I am so glad I don't have that guy's job.
I am also glad that you don't have that guy's job. I'm also glad you don't live in Orlando. And, like, I would not be good at that job. Like, I do not love when other people jelly up my jam and fuck up my progress.
Yeah.
On things.
I get it. But it's just every time I'm on the phone with Brendan, I'm just like, oh, dude, like, that sucks. I'm
sorry, man. That's all you can do is just be like a good shoulder. Like, yeah, man. Sorry.
Yeah. So I try to help when I can, but I can't always get it done.
No, I mean, like, you can't force the electricians to show up.
Yeah.
Like,
and everybody, like, even the senior project managers and, like, the head honchos on our company are like, yeah, this hasn't nothing about this project has gone well.
Yeah.
From all the other parties involved, but it's a pretty big project and it's good to have it, like, you know, we want to have a good rapport with, you know, and to put this little feather in our cap.
Was this the project that you were, like, had to do the proposal for?
No.
Okay. We didn't get
that one. Yeah.
Okay. I was just curious.
So that was a whole other thing, which is sort of like why I'm still in my freelance mode which is nice actually, because I kind of get to just pick my hours and work essentially mostly when I want to, but it's sometimes the hours are a little bit varied, right? Like nothing is urgent until it is. And then so suddenly it's like, I'll take a break and watch the kid, or I'll, you know, go take a shower or go for a run or something. And then I come back and it's like, oh, everything's exploded. We need answers on this now. And I'm like, do we though? So learning to not take it personally. I'm trying to not be like putting myself on the hook for this one thing. Speaking of, I just had to check my email to make sure I didn't get an email back. There was another project that I was working on that they were like, we need to confirm these speaker stuff. Everyone's getting on a plane. So, like, the only person around to answer questions is me. Mm. I don't know the technical specs on this thing.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I can open up an AutoCAD file. I can look at it.
Yeah.
I can take a measurement. Turns out it wasn't as easy as I thought it was going to be, but
what?
I figured it out. And then, so I sent an email and I was like, here you go. This is what it should be. And then I thought about it for a second after I sent the email and I was like, oh crap, I forgot to account for this. And then I was like, oh, so I sent a quick correction email, like correction, high importance. Yeah. And I was like, it should be this. And then the guy who's there, who doesn't work for our company, he's just like the general contractor over there who's doing all the site prep. He comes back and is like, he's like, actually that number, this number, which was not the number I gave him. And then he said, well, that one doesn't work. This one works. And that one doesn't. And I said, okay, so it sounds like you're just going to do whatever you want anyway. So go with what works, man. I don't care.
Yeah.
So I was like, I felt really stupid because the number he shot back at me was not either of the two numbers that I sent to him. So I was like, oh.
Well, I think it's funny. Like, anytime
there's a track record of me having tried. So I think it'll be like, oh, that's cute, Ben.
Well, at any time, like moving from the theoretical to the physical, right? Like,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they're always seeing. Yeah.
I was just going to say, everything in the virtual space never lines up with things in reality space.
Right.
As careful as you can be.
No, right. You can measure 17 times and cut once, and it still doesn't.
Not exact.
Doesn't line up, man.
It is true. It is true.
Yeah.
So that was kind of interesting, but
fun.
Yeah. And then I had this weird, I have this other project. I have four projects currently.
With the company that you're project managing?
Yeah. Well, okay. Sort of. Yeah. So one's going to wrap up next month. So then I'll have like the one that's going into install right now. Then this other one that I'm just sort of like ancillary. I'm the guy in the chair, like, I help coordinate things. I don't do a lot, but my boss, the project manager, I'm an associate project manager. He's a project manager. And it happens to be a good friend of mine, Matt Wharton, who got me the job in the first place. Mm-hmm. So, but he has to be on site on this project that the one guy who has the job that I don't envy anymore. He's going on vacation for 2 weeks in the middle of all this. So Matt is now filling in for him
down in Orlando.
Yeah. So he's like on site. So I'm having to do more work to keep the project management end of things going.
Sure.
But, it's not terrible. Like it hasn't been awful, but did my mic just change?
No.
No. Okay, great. I nudged it and I was worried.
No. Technology is being kind to us at the moment.
Yeah. So that's been an interesting turn of events. So the whole other point of the story was that I suddenly got to eat this morning because I didn't, you know, I was like, I'll start at 8:30, which is 10:30, like, you know, Eastern time, and everyone's on Eastern time except me. And most of the freelancers are like out in the West Coast, so they're even further behind. But so I got this email from the CEO of the company, who's this like 70-year-old dude, and he was like, hey, all right, this other project that I was told like wasn't starting for a couple months, they were like, oh, I need to do an info dump with you. I was like, okay, great. So suddenly I'm on like a phone meeting on a Skype call just like this with the CEO of the company, and he's just like, okay, so we need this, 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 and this, and this, and I want to be really involved with this project. And so I go to then like my boss, who's the VP, and he's like, yeah, he's not going to be involved. Like, don't, he gets excited. Like, just let him feel like he's doing something. We're going to do it. And I was like, oh, sweet. Okay. I just wasn't sure. So, and he's like, I don't know why he wanted a meeting with you. Like, I should be in a meeting with you. So that was weird.
Yeah.
But it was fine. It was so. Yeah, it was. It's, and there's a little bit of like, but so that's like an October install. So it's, we're 6 months out from that at this point, you know? Mm-hmm. So like, I don't even have a billing code to get paid to do that work right now. So I'm like, I'm not going to do that work.
Yeah, that seems fair.
But so that's been kind of a weird situation that hasn't gone full time yet, but sometimes it feels like
Do you want it to
they're
be?
They're treating me like full time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like that's, so that's a good place where like those boundaries of saying no, are important. No, I understand, man. And like, I don't like to upset people and I don't like it when people upset me. I want what I want when I want it from who I want it from.
Yeah.
But do you want to be full-time for this company? Like, is that what you are angling for? Are you happy being freelance part-time? Like, what do you want, Ben? Not what do other people want from you? Like, what do you want?
I don't know. So
yeah,
what I like about this, it would be a pretty, if they were to offer me a full-time job, it would be a very nice paycheck and a significant increase over my earnings of any other point in my life. So that's sort of appealing, and you know, and it would be, I don't know, in a way, like it would take a, it would, I don't know. So here's, I'm worried about the fallout, like, right. If I have to say like, oh, I have to do this job like full time, then I basically have to stop doing weekday makerspace stuff at a place where we now have a very vested interest in the future of our continuation in that space.
True, true.
And we still don't have like a signed lease. So no matter what happens, I can say, oh, this, that, and the other. But, and there's some things is my involvement sort of hinges on anyway. So I don't want to put us in a spot where it's like, well, I have to do this full-time job now. So I can't work at the art spot and the makerspace. And then they'll be like, well, then I can't follow through on our, you know, commitments for the rent agreement. So therefore, you know, I don't know. I'm just like, that seems tough. And then I spent a lot of time trying to get this carpentry business up and running, and that hasn't proven to be super successful, but also like it's been not even a year. Well, so.
And you also haven't been putting, like, your resources and energy have been split and taken in different directions. Cause like from outside perspective, and again, I have no idea how much you enjoyed or hated the carpentry business. And like, I know lots of people, my good friend Farah is a perfect example. She loves baking. She tried to start a bagel business in Breck and she fucking hated it because like making bagels is different than like running a business. Like being a carpenter is different than having a carpentry business. And so I get that through and through. But it did seem like you were like getting jobs and opportunities were coming your way. So I don't know. I don't know. I mean, yeah, man, look, yeah, dude, if you got a bail on the art spot because you want to make more money and that puts us in a tough spot, like we'll figure is something out or do something. But like, I don't want, I don't know, man, like my fear there is that like, there is an element of resentment that like you start, like this opportunity comes and you can't go full time and that's what you want to do. And then like there, that just seems like a breeding ground for resentment toward the channel and all of that stuff. So heading that off. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I would be resentful of the channel. I think my fear is that like the art spot would be resentful towards me or vindictive against me, and thereby the channel and us. Like if I was like, yeah, I can't really do this anymore. I don't think they would, to be quite honest. But and I mean, the other option is, you know, I kept thinking about it. I was like, well, I could just go to like just doing wood shop stuff on the weekends. And, you know, and like it kind of runs itself without me. They don't need me there. It's just, it's nice to have someone on hand if people have questions.
Sure.
And I could just say like, oh yeah, my hours are going to go, because again, I'm on East Western, I'm on the mountain time, they're on Eastern time. So like their day generally wraps up around 3 here.
Yeah.
So I just go to like evening spots, but then it's, you know, then it takes me away from home. But
which
if I'm working at home,
seen first, but it's different, man, because like you're not available when you're working at home. Like in a pinch, in an emergency, yes, but like, you know.
Yeah, I'm not really there with Ryan, and you know,
yeah,
like he ends up watching way too much TV with, you know, when I'm solely responsible for watching him. And
yeah, because you have to work.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like, I can be the adult who is present. I am on site, but I am not present.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Like, they're in case of emergencies, but it's not like, yeah. No, I'm, you can only do so much, man. And like,
yeah.
Working from home is still working from home. And like, that just demands focus. I guess in my mind, when the resentment scenario would be if you get the full-time job and you turn it down because of the fears for the art spot and the channel and the retribution and all of that, like that's where I could see, resentment brewing or sprouting. But I guess we'll see, man. In the future,
only time will tell.
Sure. Yeah,
and maybe they're okay with me just being part-time freelance project manager, which is, it's been working out. There's some stressors that come along with that, but like, just as far as like certainty and, but at least at this point, I mean, I think I have employment through the year, at least till October.
And are you making like enough money, more than enough money? Like, is it?
I'm making enough money, I think. It's sort of weird because occasionally, depending on the projects that I have, you know, it's like the last month was a little slow because I had to pull back my hours because it was like, well, the project didn't budget for that many hours for project management. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I didn't have additional projects to work on.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, you know, I was billing for like 10 hours a week, you know, mm-hmm. which is not, you know, it makes a little, I get a little bit of money, but it's not like if I was working full time, you know, it would be a little bit, you still have to like allocate your hours and stuff across your projects, but it would be different because then the budget is not, what was that? I don't know. Duh. Everything's falling apart. Jesus.
You're cool, man. You didn't like your sound is still here. The microphone is still plugged in. All that stuff is still there.
Good. Sorry.
I mean, I don't know what's going on at the house.
Really loud noise, like outside the house, like something fell down the hill or something.
Hmm.
I do not know. Maybe a branch.
Maybe it was a tree.
I'll go check it out in another 8 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. That works. I mean, yeah. I hope you've got 8 minutes and it's not that pressing.
I hope so. What was I talking about? Oh, so this job, yeah, if it goes full time, like it'd be nice to, you know, get back in the state of like, oh, here's a steady paycheck. But at the same time, it, you know, if I could keep it to like, you know, 20 hours, 20, 30 hours a week and then do other stuff in between there, like, you know, that's
the sweet spot.
That would be cool. That would be cool. Like I told some people, like my immediate supervisor, Matt, who's also a friend, I was like, well, you know, I could be fine freelancing for a while, you know, like if a full-time gig doesn't open up, and that sort of fits, I think that fits the best with my schedule and the flexibility that I am wanting in life right now.
So that's why I asked you, like, I mean, I think it's great to like think about hypotheticals and pie in the sky stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think that ultimately, if you have a better sense of like what you actually want, and then again, like going back to like how much money do you actually need and mm-hmm. like what is enough, then if you have answers to those questions, you can make choices that are aligned with like your intentions. But if you don't know the answer to those questions, then you're kind of like, A, going back to not being great at saying no, you know, you're gonna have like your default response is gonna be to say yes. Unless you have very solid answers and reasons for saying no that are aligned with your values and the life that you want, then I think like being able to firmly stand in that place would possibly be making, would give you like a more sensitive compass for yes and no. It would be, I don't know, more dialed in to what you're trying to do.
That's a fair point, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Food for thought. Not that it's easy, but that's the thing. Like, because I think if you know what you want, and if you know what you're, yeah, then you can, you know, then like saying no and people pleasing and saying yes, right? Like, it goes down to like, okay, well, I can either disappoint this person by saying no, or I can disappoint myself by saying yes. And, but like, if you don't know what the criteria for disappointing yourself would be, then like, you're only ever gonna know if and when that happens, like after you've stepped over that line. Whereas if you have a sense ahead of time, you know, I think, I don't know, like you can stand in your power and be like, oh no, this opportunity, like while it sounds good on paper and like, but like it doesn't line up with what I'm trying to do in my life right now.
You speak to true.
Maybe, man. I don't know.
Maybe, man. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Speaking, I meant to ask you, your tire ordeal, did it get resolved? Do you have a new tire?
It did get resolved. No, that like it could have been far worse, but it was still deflating, pun intended. Because like I woke up yesterday and I mean, I don't know how much time we have. I'm happy to lead with this.
Yeah, like 5 minutes.
Okay, yeah. So I woke up yesterday just kind of in a mood and was just like, man, I need something. Like was just kind of feeling, yeah, I got on a down, I guess, maybe. And then I got out of the pool, like did some swimming, which is usually good for my soul, and got out of the pool. And there was a text from my friend KJ, who used to live up here but moved. And she was like, hey, I know it's last minute, but I'm like cruising through town. Any chance you want to get lunch? And I was like, fuck yeah, I want to get lunch with KJ. And I hadn't really like seen her in a proper capacity to catch up for, man, probably like a year and a half. And so we went to Mountain Lion. Like she lays out this whole story of like, she's had like a crazy odyssey of like health stuff that ended up taking her to like conventional medicine, like all the tests, they couldn't figure it out, goes to like a naturopathic doctor, gets like a diagnosis and begins a treatment that's like legitimately like working. And so like hearing like all about her life and then like conversation so good, we closed down the breakfast spot and like we're just walking around with her dog Diego and like we're walking back to the parking lot because she has to like move on to the next spot. She's on this kind of like road trippy type thing. And I'm like walking up to my car and I'm like, oh shit, that tire looks flat. And it's like 2:45 in the afternoon. And so then it's like, fuck. And then new cars, dude, I go to like, she's like, well, do you have a spare? And I was like, no, I don't have a spare. I've got one of the like tire inflation repair kit things. And like, that's what they give a lot of new cars. And I open it up and it, dude, it's, it looks like your fucking toiletry bag when you come to altitude, like whatever the goo is just exploded everywhere over this case. And so I was just like, oh, okay. Dude. Like not only do I not know how to use this stuff, but like clearly this is not. And so I ended up like calling AAA. Luckily, you know, I'm in like the heart of Silverthorne. And so they were there.
Yeah,
and
there's like two auto repair stores, like right.
Well, like to get like a tow. Oh, store. Yeah. Cause like those, but neither of those places fix spares or like fix flat tires. I don't think.
If you needed another like flat inflator fixer kit.
Oh yeah. But then I was also even just like pissed that like, I don't know. Actually, that's my next thing is to call the parts place and be like, yo dude, like are you guys gonna replace this for free or what? Like I didn't do shit, man. Like
yeah,
how is this an okay alternative at altitude? This is like how is this okay? Regardless, I was able to get it towed to Big O and was like the last ticket that they took. And so like basically the dude locked the doors behind me when I left at like 5:02 yesterday.
Dang.
And got it fixed. But then like it just cascade, like this whole week just has been since Monday. Like I just haven't been able to get shit done, man. Like I function best when I have, like, as far as my productivity, like I need might be strong, but maybe it is a need, man. Like a chunk of time, preferably in the afternoons, like give me 4 hours in the afternoon. And like, that's when I am at my best getting shit done. That is how I like to work. But, and like this entire week has had interruptions in that. And so I just haven't got the things that I was hoping to get done this week. I have gotten none of them done, with the exception of like you and I getting this, but we'll need a quick turnaround on this so I can post it for Thursday.
Right. And even that was a day delayed because we were supposed to be yesterday.
And this is exactly what I mean, man. And so like pretty much since we filmed, and like even Tuesday, and it's not like, Wednesday, I had my physical, right? Like Tuesday, I had a fucking haircut. Like yesterday was the flat tie. And so it's not like it's all been terrible, terrible things, but it's just been like a very herky jerky kind of week after like last week was just super flowy and like breezy. And it all just like, I just got my ass kicked this week, man. And so, yeah. Yeah.
Crazy. But, I kind of feel that too. Like I feel like I got my ass kicked a little bit.
Oh,
we can get into that another time.
Well, I mean, we can save that for next week. All that is to say that, like, yes, I was given my car back. Like I got my car. The tires are all fine and good. Like I made it to the grocery store this morning. And then even today, like a perfect example, like Lisa was here, like doing the design stuff. And then like now we're doing this during the day and it's just like, fuck. And so luckily I am feeling much better. Like it was good to kick it with Lisa and have that consultation. It at least felt like something, like progress was being made on something. And you know, I always like talking to you and like always feel better after we do this. Like I was given Lisa the tour of the spot and like showing her the studio downstairs. Like, yeah, we never use it. And like, honestly, like, I don't even know why we keep doing the podcast, except that like, we all really like it. And like, so often it'll be the best part of my day. And we often talk about like, oh man, I feel so much better after this. And so
it's true. It's cheap therapy.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I don't know how cheap. I mean, there's certain fixed costs associated with this podcast, but
sure.
they're not over astounding. I mean,
no, making the time and trying to fit it in the schedules. That's the majority of it, I guess. Yeah, man.
It's true. It's sometimes it's harder than like getting a D&D game together, and that's hard.
It certainly can be. To that point, I might have talked Ritzman into coming and checking out the monthly game.
Shit. Okay.
We'll see.
Damn. Yeah. It's been a minute since I've seen Mike Ritzman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll see. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Ignorant and Uninformed. Thanks so much for joining us. As always, big kudos and shout outs to my homie, Max Sarakistan Sarak, my co-host.
Please know that goes both ways.
Well, thanks, man. And we'll be back. Make sure you send us your topics to ignorantuninformed@gmail.com or just send us a line. You know, let us know what you're thinking if you want us to talk about anything or just that you're listening. We love getting those, too. Those are like huge boons to us. And we'll be back next week with a brand new episode of Hot Ass Fresh, Salt in Your Grill. Peace off.